He needs to be in jail, Florida teacher demands teen accused in her beating face maximum term. By Amy Furr on January 20, 2024. A Florida teen accused of beating his teacher in February 2023 over a Nintendo Switch will soon face sentencing, and the victim wants him to face the maximum term. Flagler County Judge Terrence Perkins is scheduled to sentence Brendan Deppa, whom the New York Post described Friday as an autistic student weighing 270 pounds, on January 31. The victim, Joan Nadich, has stood firm in her position that the young man should face the maximum term in the case. "He definitely needs to be in jail," Nadich told the Post, adding, "He needs to be in jail for what he did to me. I'm in my own jail of sorts every single day I wake up." When the incident happened, she suffered several broken ribs and a concussion and continues to struggle with hearing and vision issues. Following the beating, she lost her income, health insurance, and benefits. Breitbart News reported on February 28, 2023, that the student allegedly continued beating the teacher after knocking her unconscious for taking his Nintendo Switch while he was in the classroom at Matanzas High School. The outlet also noted that Deppa would be tried as an adult in the case. Deppa, who faces a felony aggravated battery charge, had been arrested for battery on three separate occasions in 2019. Now Florida's 7th District Court has ruled that the 6'6", 270-pound student will be held on a $1 million bond and face up to 30 years in prison. Video shows the violent incident when the teacher was shoved onto the ground and hit repeatedly. In Flagler County, Florida, a 17-year-old student at Matanzas High School is alleged to have ambushed and physically attacked a teacher's aide, leaving her unconscious, according to police. pic.twitter.com/snewox1q88. Inside Edition, at Inside Edition, February 27, 2023. The young man's adoptive mother, Leanne Deppa, claimed it never should have been a criminal case, adding she does not place any blame at the victim's feet. "I blame the district. It's a systemic problem. There is not enough funding, and there's a shortage of paraprofessionals," she said. Nadich was working as a paraprofessional at the high school when the young man was ordered to stop playing with a Nintendo Switch during class, according to Breitbart News.